You're listening to SBS News.
Derek Chauvin was convicted of state murder and manslaughter for pinning his knee against George Floyd's neck while Mr. Floyd was telling the officer he could not breathe. He is already serving a 22.5-year jail sentence, which was perceived as a landmark case highlighting excessive police force used against black Americans. Now prosecutors allege Derek Chauvin deprived George Floyd of his rights by kneeling on his neck while he was handcuffed and non-resistant. The Floyd family's lawyer, Jeff Storm, says it's important to achieve some accountability in this case, as the former policeman admitted to the federal charge.
Derek Chauvin was also left with very little choice. He pleaded guilty today after putting this family through a gut-wrenching trial where the jury very quickly realized that he was guilty of all charges in one of the most catastrophic and egregious civil rights violations that anyone has ever seen.
The plea means Derek Chauvin won't face a federal trial next year, but three other former officers are due to be tried over their role in the Floyd case. George Floyd's brother, Rodney Floyd, is still seeking justice, but it's unclear if he'll reach that point as he shares the anguish of losing a sibling.
I mean, I'm still feeling the same pain, anger I felt in the beginning because he could have did this last year. I started this on that day. So today is still the same pain I've been felt.
Another brother, Terrence Floyd, says Derek Chauvin is finally declaring accountability for the loss of his brother. The death in 2020 further amplified the widespread Black Lives Matter movement, one of the largest protest campaigns in the United States. The mass rallies were part of a campaign to end racial inequality and the mistreatment of African Americans at the hands of police. Derek Chauvin has also admitted guilt to breaching the civil rights of a black teenager in 2017. The charges are separate to the Floyd case and relate to the former policeman's actions when he was arresting a 14-year-old. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.